USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Vice President Mike Pence told the nation's governors that the country is in a better place than it was 2 months ago, but he would not minimize developments in the Sun Belt, which has seen a sharp increase in cases of COVID-19. He and Dr. Deborah Birx, the coordinator of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, are traveling to Arizona later today, now an epicenter of COVID infections. Birx dialed in from New Mexico, calling Texas and Arizona significant hotspots with increasing positivity in New Mexico. She said officials are also monitoring upticks in Ohio, Wisconsin, and Tennessee. Birx noted many of the cases involved individuals under the age of 40. And Dr. Anthony Fauci said the message to young people needs to be that they're part of a dynamic to prevent the resurgence of coronavirus. Fauci attributed the rise in cases in Texas to Memorial Day celebrations, which did not show an immediate jump in cases, causing Texans to be too relaxed in their behavior. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Mississippi is on the verge of changing its state flag to erase a Confederate battle emblem that's broadly condemned as racist. The flag's supporters resisted efforts to change it for decades, but rapid developments in recent weeks have changed dynamics on the issue in a tradition-bound state. Many local politicians have said people will get to vote on a flag design in another statewide election. The new design without the Confederate symbol will be put on the ballot November 3rd, but there will be only one choice. If majority voting that day accepts the new design, it will become the new state flag. The campaigns for former Vice President Joe Biden and President Donald Trump released diversity statistics that show less than half of their senior teams are made up of people of color. The Biden campaign disclosed that 35% of its full-time staff, and the Trump campaign followed, announcing that 26% of its senior staff are people. The Trump campaign said that women comprise 56% of its senior staff, and the Biden campaign said theirs is comprised of 53%. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Trump administration said that it will bar defense exports to Hong Kong and will soon require licenses for the sale of items to Hong Kong that have both civilian and military uses. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced the step as China moved ahead with imposing new national security laws that many fear Beijing and the Chinese Communist Party will use to clamp down on the dissent in the former British territory. The administration has warned for weeks that it would take action to end special U.S. trade and commercial preferences Hong Kong had enjoyed since reverting to Chinese rule in 97. Among those perks was the ability for Hong Kong to import U.S. defense equipment that China is not allowed to. As America gets ready for the return of Major League Baseball, Ryan Zimmerman and Joe Ross of the reigning world champion Washington Nationals and Mike Leake of the Arizona Diamondbacks are opting out of the 2020 Major League season over concerns about the coronavirus pandemic. The season is scheduled to begin at the end of July. Zimmerman, writing for the Associated Press, said, "I have a three-week-old baby, and my mother has multiple sclerosis and is super high risk. So if I end up playing, I can pretty much throw out the idea of seeing her until weeks after the season is over." As part of Major League Baseball's planned 60-game season, players who are themselves considered high risk can opt out of the 2020 season and still be credited for service time and receive their prorated salary. Players who are not high risk but have pregnant wives or high-risk family members can also opt out, but they forfeit their salary and service time. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.